This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
How should you think about Bitcoin? Turn to a specialist. For 6 years, Bitwise has been helping investors access crypto. Bitwise manages the world's largest crypto index fund. They also offer 6 crypto ETFs. You get cutting-edge insights, expert Bitcoin research, and a nationwide team to help. Bitwise helps investors and advisors navigate crypto with confidence. Partner with a specialist. Look for ETFs backed by Bitwise. Bitwiseinvestments.com. Carefully consider the extreme risks associated with crypto before investing.
It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, did you hear about this police dog? In Massachusetts, the Massachusetts State Police have a dog named Roscoe. Last month, they responded to a call that an armed suspect had barricaded himself into a house. They brought Roscoe with them, and they sent the dog into the house to help the police figure out where the guy was hiding. They tracked the dog with electronic surveillance gear. Roscoe went into the house and immediately went up to the top floor. Nobody was there, so Roscoe went down to the second floor. Nobody was there either. So the dog headed into the basement, and there he detected the suspect, who was holding a rifle. Police say the suspect knocked the dog down and fled up the stairs. Roscoe jumped up and followed him, and at that point, the guy shot Roscoe 3 times. The police fired tear gas into the house. The guy came out and surrendered. How are you feeling right now? Pretty sad, right? Well, let me tell you that Roscoe is a robot. He was made by Boston Dynamics. How are you feeling now? The Massachusetts State Police praised Roscoe, bragging that he took bullets for his human law enforcement partners. They returned him to Boston Dynamics, which removed the bullets. They're keeping Roscoe for research. They gave the police a replacement robot. How you feeling now? Are you sad that Roscoe got shot? Are you sad that Roscoe's handler had to give him back? Look, Roscoe is a robot. It's not alive. It's a machine. The other day, Gene asked Alexa what channel the show was on. And after Alexa answered, Gene said, "Thank you." "Thank you?" I said, "Gene, why are you being polite to a machine? Do you say thank you to the vending machine when it dispenses a candy bar?" Gene said that she knows Alexa is just a machine, but it's nice to always be nice. Being nice to Alexa isn't because she thinks Alexa is real, but because it helps Gene maintain her own humanity. Think about this. I wasn't sad when I heard Roscoe got shot. I was angry that some jerk shot a police robot. I was annoyed that it was going to cost the city some money. But I wasn't sad because I knew Roscoe was just a bunch of metal. And I never say thank you to Alexa. Alexa's just a machine. Frankly, I'm usually rather rude to it, because I don't want to have to answer its stupid questions. "Do you want me to tell you if it's going to rain?" "Oh, shut up, Alexa. If I want the weather forecast, I'll ask you for it." But I think I'm in the minority. I think most people like talking to machines, and we're happy to be anthropomorphizing them. That's what you call it when you attribute human traits to things that aren't human. If we're spending more of our time with our devices than we are with other humans, I guess it's understandable. But is this a slippery slope? You're going to own a robot in the future. If somebody damages it, you'll clearly want financial compensation. But will you be sad over the bot's busted leg? Or just annoyed that you're suffering inconvenience, like when you lose Wi-Fi? And if everybody starts to feel an emotional connection to their robots, what does that mean for relationships, for social policy, for the law? The future is fast arriving. Roscoe is just an example of the issues we're all going to face. On tomorrow's show, are millennials happy with their financial advisors? The Bitcoin halving has arrived. It only occurs once every 4 years, and to celebrate, I'm giving you 50% off when you register for Vision, our biggest crypto conference of the year. It's exclusively for financial professionals and accredited investors. It's June 2nd to June 4th in Austin. You'll get the latest cutting-edge educational content and actionable ideas from leading investors and industry thought leaders, the information you need about crypto to serve your clients and attract new AUM. We've designed this event to maximize your learning experience. No breakout sessions, so you don't miss a thing. Private one-on-one meetings and dine-arounds. And just check out our list of speakers. Former CFTC Chair Chris Giancarlo, Perry and Boring, the CEO of the Chamber of Digital Commerce, Sui Chung, the CEO of CF Benchmarks, Michael Durso, the CEO and CIO of Shorehaven Wealth Partners, Grant Engelbart, the investment strategist at Carson Group, Cesare Fercassi, who is the Associate Professor of Finance at University of Texas, Ben Harris of the Brookings Institution, Matt Horn, the Head of Digital Asset Strategies for Fidelity, Cindy Call, the Head of Digital Assets for Franklin Templeton, Donald Marin, the Director of Economic Policy Initiatives at the Urban Institute, Catherine Molnar, the Chief Investment Officer for the Fairfax County Police Officers Retirement System, and Amanda Wick, the CEO of the Association for Women in Cryptocurrency. And we've got sessions on all the latest in crypto: spot Bitcoin ETFs, capturing alpha in crypto, stablecoins and CBDCs, tokenization, AI and crypto, the institutional view of crypto, and a whole lot more. And of course, terrific networking. You can also join us for the optional pre-conference workshop, an introduction to blockchain and digital assets. I'll be teaching that four-hour course, and it's perfect for you if you're new to crypto. It includes continental breakfast, lunch, and a cocktail reception at 5 p.m. And now, in celebration of the Bitcoin halving, you can register for Vision for just $99. But this offer expires April 26th. Go to dacfp.com, use the link in the show notes, and use the code HALVING, H-A-L-V-I-N-G. Hope to see you in Austin, June 2nd to the 4th.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Schwab. Schwab Trading is now powered by Ameritrade to give you a new elevated trading experience tailor-made for trader minds. Go deeper with thinkorswim, the powerful award-winning trading platforms now at Schwab. Unlock support from the Trade Desk, a team of passionate traders who live and breathe trading like you do. And sharpen your skills with an expanding library of online education crafted just for traders, all designed to help you trade brilliantly. Learn more at schwab.com/trading.
What's going to happen to the price of Bitcoin? You've seen it gyrating like crazy lately, right? Like always. It rose 160% last year. It's up 60% this year. Last week, it fell 20% in a day for a short while. What's it going to do this year and next year and the year after that? I've heard so many crypto enthusiasts offer their predictions about the future price of Bitcoin. I've heard people say 100,000. I've heard people say 5 million. But I've never seen anyone say why they believe the price is going to be whatever it is they say it's going to be. So I went ahead and figured it out. And my conclusion? The future price of Bitcoin is going to be $420,000. I know that sounds outlandish, but it's not a prediction. It's simple arithmetic. So join me for a special webinar on Wednesday, and I'll show you the basic assumptions that I used and the simple arithmetic of not only why Bitcoin's future price is going to be $420,000, but how you can easily conduct your own assumptions to arrive at your own conclusion. And if you're skeptical about Bitcoin, or if you just want to learn how to easily explain this to clients, this webinar is essential. Why Bitcoin will rise to $420,000. The webinar is free. It's Wednesday, April 24th at 2 p.m. Eastern. Sponsored by Franklin Templeton and Bitwise Asset Management. Register now for free. The link is in the show notes.
How do advances in science, technology, and medicine translate into investment opportunity? Listen and learn.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.